Hallelujah. Get on here and set up the preliminaries. And if y'all give me just a second, I got this prayer going on YouTube and Clubhouse. I'm trying to figure this out. I hope I don't end. Okay, let me go back. All right. I want to thank everybody that's going to be coming on soon. You do have time to just share and add, and if you think there is someone that needs to be uplifted, encouraged, inspired by this praying at midnight, I haven't got an answer yet, but I always question Yahweh as to why does Yahweh give me the most oddest times, to do prayers, either at midnight, or it's either at 3, or it's either at 5. I don't never get a duty of 7 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock at night. It's during these hours of warfare, but I'm honored. So. Again, I'm working out the preliminaries. If you know of anyone that may want to be a part of this Burning the Midnight Oil, I'm on YouTube. I'm on Clubhouse. Now, if you go on YouTube, I have purposely blacked out the screen. There's no error on the screen. I purposely blacked out the screen. Just want to be heard and not seen. But we're going to come out of the book of Psalms, chapter 6, verse 9. And I'm going to take some time to expound on that. This Clubhouse is recorded. You can go back and listen to it for some reason if you get disconnected, or if you want to share this with anyone, you can do so, or you can get them connected to this Clubhouse, and they can come in and listen not only to this but prior recordings. They can come in and listen to. But Psalms 6 and 9, and the direction of this prayer, of praying at midnight, praying scriptures. We're just living in a day and age right now. It is so hard with everything that's taking place in the earth. And the influence of social media really, if you're not careful, can grab your thoughts and can influence your thoughts and take your thoughts in a direction. So we not only are we social media has its pluses, but it also has its minuses that we have to deal with right now. And it's here in the earth. And so we're going to have to figure out a way, we as being saints, as we being the body, we're going to have to figure out a way to conquer the influence of social media. Because from the influence of social media, it's able to influence our thoughts, which is having a influence on us in the real world, in our homes, in our relationships, on our jobs, and just in going about our day, whether we're going to the store, whether we're going to an event. People are so stressed and they are so uptight and they are so sensitive. And there was a time where you just did not have to watch everything you said, but now everything you say, if you move a certain way, if you look a certain way, people are offended. People are offended so much until people are suing people. All right, we got the saints taking the body is in front of the court system, and so we got a lot that we gonna have to figure out. How is the body of the Mashiach, the body of Christ, how are we supposed to be moving right now? Are we supposed to be moving like the world is moving? This is why I believe that prayer is so essential to us in our life. What is prayer? Prayer is us communicating with the source of power, striking up a line of communication. Now, there are many ways that we pray, and I believe however you pray, strike up a line, keep that connectedness, however that's done. I don't believe there's a wrong way to pray. Heavenly Father knows what is on our heart, meaning our mind. The Heavenly Father knows the intent of the prayer. The prayer may be harmonic. The prayer may be talkative. The prayer may be musical. The prayer may be through the Spirit. Said on last night, is the Spirit that makes intercession for us. So the Holy Spirit will pray on our behalf. So the Holy Spirit prays. And then as we're doing right now is we're praying the scriptures. Why? Why are we praying the scriptures? I believe, for the word says that Yahweh's word will not return unto him void, and his word changes not. So when you find yourself in a place, sometimes you don't know what to say, you don't know how to say it, but you want to get it across, we can pray the word of our Heavenly Father. Pray the word, and then through the word, the Holy Spirit will come and take over. And so that's what we need, or we can do in this hour that we're in, hour of stress. When we went through the pandemic of the COVID, when we went through that, that was very, very something that affected the whole world, and it put a heaviness upon us. And we, whether we know it or not, it affected us. If it didn't affect us physically, it affected us mentally. And it caused people to act out of their emotions. Caused people to act out of their emotions. And some people knew how to curtail their emotions, but some people did not know how to curtail their emotions. So what we're finding is that we went through, it allowed people to express their emotions in such a way that whether it was positive or negative, but we were affected. So what do we do with this? What is the body supposed to be doing in this hour of letting our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven? Right now we see the body of Christ, the body of the Mashiach, moving in a direction until we almost cannot see the spirit in the body. We almost, because we're seeing a lot of flesh. We're seeing a lot of humanism. We're seeing a lot of people's opinions. And we're not seeing a lot of the spirit. Heavenly Father, Yahweh says that I am a spirit, and they that worship me must worship me in spirit. But we see the body. The body is that we're almost being influenced by human nature, the movement of humans. And the body is not as effective as it is supposed to be. So what is it that we need to do? We need to go back to the altar. The altar is a representation of that connectedness between mankind, humankind, and the Spirit of Yahweh. The altar serves as a mediator to let the Heavenly Father know that we are trying to get his attention on the matters and the concerns that are going on in this world. If it has not been a time, it's a time now that we need to seek the spirit, the spiritual realm, and Heavenly Father, and ask the Heavenly Father, what is it? How is it that we're supposed to be moving? How effective is the body supposed to be in this hour? We see the body, the gathering of the assemblies, of how it is so easy to allow the infiltration of the world to be infiltrated in the sanctuary. It's so easy. And we believe that we need the influence of the world in order to be effective in the sanctuary. And we have lost our connectedness, that we believe that the Heavenly Father cannot handle the Heavenly Father's business in a spiritual manner. And so we need prayer. We have people who are crying, who are dying, who are depressed and oppressed. And when they go to the sanctuary, hallelujah, they do not see a difference. And so they turn around and they say, what is the use of me going into the sanctuary if that is representing the same thing which I have come out of. And so we find right now that we do not have a lot of victory when it comes to conquering the soul, when it comes to conquering the fleshly nature of man. We are not teaching the souls of the people. We're not teaching the people how to bring the flesh up under subjection and have a spiritual encounter, so much of a spiritual encounter, until a change manifests in their life. So in this hour, when we come to burn the midnight oil, it is an hour that really brings our flesh up under subjection. And I'm sure that we will want to be asleep and in the bed. But have you not realized that it is during this hour, hallelujah, sometimes you cannot sleep. And the cares of this world, oh, they just weigh so heavily. It's between the hours of midnight and about 3 a.m. that we find ourselves tossing and turning, and we cannot sleep, whether we're worried about something that's going on in our own life, or a loved one, or our children, and even the cares of the world. And if you're not careful, if you on the internet, and what I call those internet streets, it can be a little bit of discouragement until you almost, if not careful, begin to find yourself in a panic mode. There are so many schools of thought. There is so much information out there until you find your thoughts traveling here and traveling there. And so how do we bring our thoughts back into captivity? How do we bring our thoughts into a place to where we can find ourselves back at peace, back at rest? So we come at this hour. We come at this hour because it is in this hour where there is a lot of darkness that takes place. And those who are on the other side in which I call the side of darkness, this is the time when we talk about how they conjure and they do spells against those who are righteous. And so the unrighteous work in darkness. Have you ever noticed that any wickedness that is being done, sin and evil, that most people want to do it in the dark, because sometimes the dark can hide things and the dark can create an illusion that is not there. And so we come at this hour. The Heavenly Father puts people in this hour, and I'm telling you, it's not an easy shift. But the Heavenly Father puts people in this hour, oh glory, that can handle coming up against the darkness of sin, the darkness of wickedness, the darkness of negativity, the darkness of oppression, the darkness of sadness, the darkness of depression. Darkness. And so this is why the Heavenly Father has us to come, because there are those on the other side that operate in this darkness. And so right now, we're going to go into prayer. And we're going to pray. And we're going to come out of a place of complacency. We're going to come out of a place to where we can feel, and that we can come to a place and not doubt that the Heavenly Father hears our prayer. So Psalms 6 and 9 reads on this wise, Yahweh hath heard my supplication. Yahweh will receive my prayer. Yahweh has heard my supplication. Yahweh will receive my prayer. I want to go back up, and I want to read in Psalm 6. Because of the hour that we live in, we got to know this without a shadow of a doubt. Yahweh, rebuke me not in thy anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Yahweh, for I am weak. Yahweh, heal me. This is a prayer that David is praying for deliverance. He said, for my bones are vexed, my soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Yahweh, how long? He asks a question. He says, return, O Yahweh, deliver my soul. O save me, for not my mercy's sake, but for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who should give thee thanks? I am weary with groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Have you ever been in this place before? David said, I am weary with groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. Have you ever been late in the midnight hour and the tears begin to run down your face? And this is night after night after night, or day after day after day, and months and years, till you find yourself constantly weeping when you lay your head down. This is David, the mighty man of Yahweh. David comes to a place in his life when he begins to pray, and he say, let me read 6 again. I am weary with my groaning. David got to a place that he couldn't even speak no more. Only thing he could do was groan. Have you ever been in that place to where all you can do it's just groan and make noise? He said, all the night, make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with tears. So whether he was in his bedroom or if he was during the day, this is a representation of him in his living room. But during the day, in his living room, or at night, in his bed, he says, I water my couch with tears. My eye is consumed because of grief. It waxes old because of all my enemies. David, a mighty man, victorious man. But Dave, have you been in a place where it just seemed like you against the world? This is where I believe David is at. He said, my eye is consumed because of grief. It waxes old because of all my enemies. David was in a place to where he felt like it was him against the world. He said, "Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for Yahweh hath heard the voice of my weeping." The word says, if I'm for you, who is the world that can be against you? And though David had a many enemies, David didn't turn to no one else. Or it seemed like David felt like he didn't even have nobody else that he can turn to. So he began to turn unto Yahweh. He said, "Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for Yahweh have heard the voice of my weeping." If you weeping, there is no voice. You're not saying any words, but you are just weeping. David says that Yahweh has heard the voice of my weeping. And Yahweh, verse 9, have heard my supplication, and Yahweh will receive my prayer. What made David so confident? We see David in this place, a place of being consumed of grief. But yet David, no matter how low he felt, and no matter how depressed he felt, and no matter how long it took for his deliverance to come, he said, "Yahweh has received my prayer." Said, "Let all my enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly." On tonight, this is what we're going to pray. No matter where you at, no matter how you feel, no matter how bad it looks, no matter how low it seems, and you may be going through something, and you're crying, it seems like that you move from your bed to your couch, from your couch back onto your bed. We don't know, and I don't know, what situation that you may be going through. But David reminds us that because we walk with Yahweh and we have a dependency upon our Creator, it says, "Trust in Yahweh with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Yahweh, and Yahweh will direct your path." So this isn't saying that sometimes we're not going to go through. Sometimes I know that they try to preach us and give us a word like we're never going to go through. And if sometimes they make you feel like, because you're going through, that you must not have Yahweh, that you must not have Yahweh on your side. But we know, just like David, that Yahweh was on David's side. And David was in a place, if we looked at David, we'd say, "How? How did David get in this place where he says he's weary with groaning, and all the night he make his bed to swim, and he water his couch with tears? How could David get so low? A mighty man, David, who fought Goliath, David who had victory over the Philistines, David, who was very, very victorious in Yahweh. Even David, this mighty man of Yahweh, this man who won battles, David, was still a man. That sometimes in this world, it can just get so hard. And I can't say because something in your life has not affected you that it won't affect me. Or what affects me won't affect you. And we got to stop doing this to the body. We got to stop assuming that everybody can handle what you can handle. Or you can't handle what I can't handle. Everybody is given their own measure of faith. But we got to know. And we got to strengthen one another. And we got to encourage one another. And give one another the surety that Yahweh hears your prayer. And Yahweh hears my prayer. And so we're going to pray on tonight. We're going to put ourselves at the feet of our Heavenly Father. It says that the heaven is Yahweh's throne and the earth is his footstool. We'll place ourselves at the spiritual feet of our Heavenly Father. And I'm not saying you have to do it physically, but put it in your mind that you are at the in your thoughts, in your heart. Put yourself in your mind that you are at the feet of our Heavenly Father. And as we pray, have an assurance that Heavenly Father is receiving our prayer. So we're going to go to the throne grace of the Heavenly Father, and we're going to be led by the Spirit, and we're going to burn the midnight oil, and we're going to ask the Heavenly Father to receive our prayer. As a sweet-smelling savior, the prayer of the incense, to go, our prayers go up in his nostrils. Hey, Katiyose, and he receives our prayer. So, dear, most precious Heavenly Father, we do come before your throne, grace and mercy on tonight. We thank you. We praise you. And we worship you in spirit and hey, glory and in truth. Yahweh, before we make our prayer, our pleas, our petition, our request being made known unto you, we like to ask that you please forgive us and the sins of our forefathers. Israel sinned against you. We forgot your name, your laws, your commandments, your statutes, and your judgments. We did not adhere to the voice of the prophets, as in the day of provocation, as in the wilderness. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Father Yahweh, we do come before you in this hour. We got a thanks on our heart. We got a praise in our lips. And we got a clap in our hands. And we got a dance in our feet. To show reverence and adoration for who you are unto us, Father. So we want to say thank you on today. We want to say thank you for who you are unto us. We want to say thank you, hallelujah, oh glory, for life and health and strength in the body. Yahweh, we want to thank you, hallelujah, for you said in your word, oh glory, that you swear by your own self, because there is no other to swear by. And so, Heavenly Father, we come to you once again, and we want to thank you for this opportunity. We want to thank you, hallelujah, for sending your son, HaMashiach, Yeshua, for bridging the gap between humanity and divinity. Oh, Heavenly Father, in this hour, hallelujah, we want to thank you for the Holy Spirit, oh glory. Ah, that you said, hallelujah, that we will not be comfortless. Heavenly Father, in this hour, oh glory, we want to thank you right now, Father, for being our provider, oh glory, and being our protector, hallelujah. Father, we want to thank you right now, hallelujah. We want to thank you, hallelujah, for your spirit that dwells with us. For it says in your word that your spirit will not always dwell with man on earth, oh glory. So, Father, we don't take for granted that we're able to have an experience, oh glory, and an encounter with you, hallelujah. We come this hour, Father, thank you, hallelujah, for keeping us, protecting us, hallelujah, all night long from hurt, harm, and danger. We want to thank you, Heavenly Father, that we didn't get a phone call last night that someone, a loved one, transitioned through the night, hallelujah. We want to thank you, Father. We want to take a little time out, Father, and thank you for those things, oh glory, that we may take for granted, hallelujah. We want to thank you, Father, for the use and activities of our limbs. We want to thank you, Father, though this mystical body, Father, we don't know how it operates, but we want to thank you, oh glory, that the blood is still running through our veins. We want to thank you, Father, for our heart pumping, oh glory. We want to thank you right now, Father, that when we stand on our feet, oh glory, that our bones are strong, hallelujah. We want to thank you, Father, hallelujah, hallelujah, being able to see, hallelujah, and being able to taste, oh glory, being able to hear, Father, and being able to smell, hallelujah. We want to thank you, Father, that we're in our right mind, hallelujah, and we have the intelligence to perceive and put thoughts together, Father. Oh, we want to thank you right now, Father, for as we look around in the world, Father, somebody ain't in the right mind, Father. Somebody struggles with bipolarism. Somebody struggles with depression, Father. And somebody struggles with schizophrenia, Father. And we know, Father, Father, without your hand being on our life, we're just a thought away, Father, from being bipolar, oh glory, for being schizophrenia, hallelujah. Ah, but we want to thank you, Father, Father, that you keep our mind in perfect peace, because our mind is stayed on thee. Father, Father, oh glory, we come right now, Father, for you being a provider, keeping the provisions with us, Father, that we're not in need, Father, may not have what we want, Father, but we're not in need, oh glory. So right now, Father, Father, we take a little time out, just to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for making a way out of no way, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. According to your word, never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. We say thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for protecting our children, Father, our sons and our daughters, oh glory, and our grandbabies, hallelujah, nieces and nephews, hallelujah, to the third and fourth generation. Thank you, Father, for protecting our siblings, Father, even right now, Father, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, Father, for comforting our friends, Father, as they lose loved ones in their family, Father. Thank you for your spirit of comfort. Hey, glory, we give you glory. Only you can touch in such a way, Father, to help us through our sadness, help us through our depression. Only you can touch, oh glory, as only you can touch, Father, Father. And so we come right now, Father, saying thank you, oh glory. We say thank you, Father, Father, for keeping a roof over our head, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. A roof over our head, Father. We say thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Making a way out of no way. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your son that we can stand on, no glory, the promises of your word. Even right now, Father, we stand on this word right now as we pray, hallelujah, as we commune with you, oh glory, that you will hear our prayer. Not on the prayer of our words, but the prayer of our thoughts, the prayer of our meditation, the prayer of our heart, Father, the prayer of our groaning, Father, the prayer of our supplication. Search our very being. You created this body. You know what's on our thoughts, and you know what's on our mind, Father. Straighten our mind, Father. Straighten our thoughts, Father, that we may have sweet sleep. Even on tonight, Father, let us rest in you, Father. Lay us down beside still water. Place us in green pasture. As your word said, Father, though we face, oh glory, the cares of this world, let not the cares distract us, hallelujah, till we can't see you, can't see your spirit, can't see your glory, hallelujah, hey, hallelujah, till we lose hope. Let our hope increase, our faith in you, Father. We still, Father, Father, even with the cares of this world and the darkness of this world and the wickedness of this world and the destruction of this world, Hey, but the moving of your spirit, hallelujah, nothing can stop you moving. Nothing can stop your miracles, signs and wonders. Right now, Father, we still believe, but help our unbelief, Father. Hey, la la la, he condemned the ocean name. If it could be, hallelujah, that the enemy wishes to wear down the saints. Hey, glory, 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 glory. But we pray, hallelujah, for the saints right now, for the righteous seed right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We pray for that pastor, oh glory. We pray for that leader, oh glory. That leader that's discouraged them, oppressed and depressed them. Hallelujah. Touch them right now, Father. Strengthen right now, Father. Encourage right now, Father. Father, Father, Father. Have I no way. Move through the airways, oh glory. Touched by your spirit, Father. Hero sin name. Cleanse right now, oh glory. Restore right now, oh glory. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hiroshi kabasitaya. Na 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 basindelele bosikaraboshete. Hey, strengthen, hallelujah. We uproot right now. Hallelujah. Anything that's trying to take root, any negativity, any depression, oppression, any fear, afraidness, hakata. Uproot yourself. Depression and oppression. Uproot yourself. Leave the temple. Leave the body. Shame. Leave the body. Leave those thoughts. Enter into his rest. Enter into the rest. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bring every thought into captivity. Any thought that's not of the heavens, we bring it into captivity. Be free. Be free. Be free. Yeshata nekalabo zitabande. Yeshokonabasita. Be free. Be free. Be free. Your thoughts are free. Hadadabo say. Ha, your thoughts travel, ha, beside still water, ha, ha, we command and we demand your thoughts, to lie in green pasture, ha, he la 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 bosi, ta da 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 ba sinde de da bosi, ne ka la ba shande, le kanda la konda, na ka shika na da bosi ta, he la 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 bosi, de da da bosi ta, na shando de etsi kanda. Le combonde nelabashita. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, we give you praise. Hey, glory. We give you praise. Honor and glory. Hey, even right now. Shande de robosika. Nekarabashata. We believe it, and it is so. And so it will be. Glory. We thank you, Father, at this hour. And we believe. We believe, oh Heavenly Father. We believe. We believe, glory, that you have heard our supplication. And you will receive our prayer. for the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Eba sikande. We are yasikanda labasha. Ah, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your spirit. And we thank you for your glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And even right now, Father, as the body, the soul, up under the sound of my voice, is in your presence right now, touch and heal in the body, Father. Ah, you made this body. It says that the word, hallelujah, came unto his own, and his own knew us not. It's the word that formed this body. We send your son, your word, your being, to every intricate part, the word of healing. The word of healing, we have, may healing, the word of healing, hallelujah, travel through the body. Ah, touch and heal in the body, from the top of the head to the soles of the feet. With outstretched arm, touch and heal the heart. Bring the heart, hallelujah, to a regular beat. Oh, glory. Unclog the blood, the veins. Ikada shandiola zitabasete. Ah, we speak healing in the spine and in the neck. Zedabose, may the spine realign itself according to the word. Ah, we're so fearfully and wonderfully made. Jikandom de lebasem. We speak healing in the bones, arthritis, bones, in the knees. Realign yourself. Grow the cartilage back in the bones. Eshege nakalabasi. Between the bones, cartilage, return. Ekashinde lelabasata nikandalabose. We speak unto the hip. Hips, hips, the cartilage return, word restore. Hey, you come unto your own, and your own know you not, but you know this body. Hey, zikandalaboshe, nelelalabose te. Hallelujah. Reproductive system. Word healed. Heal that woman's womb. The reproductive. Operate. On the tubes, ekabashe, the fallopian tubes operate, oh word. Elava, cancer, katadabose. You got to go. Beshande, lilabosende, through the blood, word. Word, Hamashiach Yahshua. Go through the blood. Cleanse and purify the blood. HIV and AIDS, hadadadabose, hepatitis, ekabazinde, hikandala, diabetes, ekadadaboshende, lakandalabose, cleanse the blood, sickle cell, kodadabosonde, likandilebeshande, nalamahande, dedebose, speak unto the deaf ears open, hekada ear. Drum, ha da 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 bose, regrow, reform, make a da shande, la cambande, no da da bose, canda, la shake a da bose, lila mahande, the eyes, blinded eyes, open, ikadanshe, see, canda la la bose, word, ikada da da word, a shande, form the eyes, eka, Take the scales off the eyes. Kanda la 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 basanda. Nikonde lebe shete. Ne the scap disease, a scap disease, a scap disease. Open the follicles, word. Open the follicles in the scap. That the hair may come back through. La la mosi alopecia. Nikonde la bosata. Nishandrosi rebese. Nele candele lebo dande nalabashanta. Stomach condition, handarabose, kadarabose, acid and acidity, kadarabo, balance out, ikande, leshanda, nalamahanda, lekandorabose. Hela candela la boche, ed esophagus, secabonde, listen di dodo bose, word, bring it back into a balance. The bowel system, the bowel system, liver, kidneys, nela, word, heal, cleanse, detox, shadabose, restore lele masikan nela la la basheta rabose hela masita nala na 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 your left foot realign the left foot realign nike jande likanda jonda nikonde lese hisata. Your right foot is a size 10 and the left foot is a 9.5. Hande jete left foot ika go to a 10. Ne according to the word. Besh yonda nesi asthma hikande breathing bronchitis hishanta clear the lungs. Eh jande neke lakabashe nikondo jokoba lela mahande lela basita. Oh glory. Hasikande lila la bosan neshende nilelele bose. Brain tumor kanda nekolabo jikamba nekalabasha dissolve. A word, the word Yahshua, the word, go to the word alabasha in the brain, dissolve brain tumor, dissolve kandele tumors eka jonda lekabasi nelabosa. Tumors in the throat, tumors in the neck, dissolve ika nalaboshe nilabashinde obesity nalakanda jeke lakanda labosa helabasa ikanda la. Let your weight heka begin to fall. Oh glory. Heka jete nalama hande likando zeke jeke basita handa labasikande lala speech adada bose. May there be a release in your tongue. Hekanda la 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 boshe. Speech atata zinda bozeke. Nele bo nande leke shata. Release the tongue. He la la bo jande. Nala nane kende. Hale ika bo jande. Hallelujah. 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 May the spirit of peace be released in your home. Jande, I hear the spirit say, no more friction on your job. No more friction on your job. Ikande person that used to taunt you. Ikaba zete leba shete. Lisonda, you're going to see a difference in the atmosphere on your job. Hey, halabase nikanda. Hallelujah. We give you praise and honor and glory. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. From whom all blessings flow. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Purge me like hyssop, make me whiter than snow. Create in me a clean heart and renew once again a righteous spirit within me. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Everything that's been said and done, to you be the glory. We humble ourselves even at this hour. Hallelujah. These are our prayers and blessings. We ask you in your name and through your Son, HaMashiach Yahshua. Selah and Selah. Be blessed. Be back with you on tomorrow night. About 11, maybe 10:30, 10:30, 11, 11:30. All right. Be blessed. Selah.